T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back. Maloney and Foyer here on a Monday, getting you ready for a huge Monday night football game. We're going to talk to Steve Tasker here in a few minutes once we get in touch with him. He's a co-host of One Bills Live up there in Buffalo. Get his take on what he's feeling. I was going to get him. You didn't hear this. On Friday, they announced that the Buffalo Bills are bringing back a legend.
Ooh.
For this game.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like the legend of the game. And it was
Bruce Smith?
No.
Jim Kelly?
No.
Rob Johnson.
Nope.
You're getting closer.
Nope.
Yeah. Rob Johnson is close?
No, you're very close.
Who is it?
Terrell Owens.
I was going to say Ryan Fitzpatrick. Terrell Owens. Terrell Owens played for the Buffalo Bills?
Played 1 year there. They went 6-10. 1 year.
Who's this quarterback?
But I'm just saying, isn't this like a big game for this team?
Wait,
and the legend you bring back for this big game is Terrell Owens, who was there for 1 year.
It's funny.
Went
so
6-10.
So
like 892 passing yards.
The Seattle Seahawks have the whole, 12th man thing. And so they bring back old players, legends of the game, whatever it is. Old players that had significant impact on that franchise. And they come raise the flag.
Yeah.
Raise the 12th flag. Or other Minnesota, they bang the drum, do stupid stuff in different places.
Jared Allen out there Sunday night banging the drum for the Chiefs.
That's right. So what do they do? What do the Bills do? Hey, we're going to slam you over a cardboard table. What are you going to do?
I don't know, but
we're going to drink a shot out of a bowling ball?
Terrell Owens? Steve Tasker should be the legend of the game.
Yeah, but he's like there all the time.
I know, but Terrell Owens? Like, they must have been 1 year.
So this big-ass game, they figure out, okay, let's hold on to Terrell Owens.
That's what I mean. And it's like a big game. It's like you're holding on to it. You know, when you're playing the Jets at home, it's like use Terrell Owens versus the Jets. And then save maybe the real legend for Monday Night Football against the New England Patriots. And instead you slid to Terrell Owens, which to me makes absolutely no sense. You know, we're getting absolutely crucified text, by the way, 37937. If you want to watch our show, you can check us out on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. And, of course, the Odyssey app, check it out. You can like WEEI. You can listen to us right then and there. But people are banging on us for being so negative. Yeah, you're so wrong, Lou. Pats aren't going to win out, but nobody else is either. I don't know. I just don't. I'm sorry.
I apologize
if I don't think the Patriots are going to win out. Like, I apologize. They're not going to go 13-4. I don't think. Maybe they do. Maybe they go 11-0 to end the season.
Wow.
I just don't see it happening.
I don't either.
11-0?
I don't either. They're going to need some luck. They're getting
11-6, maybe.
They're getting some fortunate breaks, like Humphreys with the Baltimore Ravens. You figure that's a team you could see in the playoffs. Like, he's out for the season. Like, the Bills, though, are healthy.
Tre'Davious White.
Other than that, they're healthy.
I know, but it's still a good player.
No.
So they got a nice break with that.
Yeah.
That is good. All right, listen. Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline is the man himself. We were talking about him earlier, Steve Tasker. He is the co-host of One Bills Live on WGR 550 up in Buffalo. Steve, how you doing, man? Lou Maloney, Christian Fourier here.
Hey, Lou. How's it going? Hey, Christian.
Good. We're doing good.
We're doing good, Steve. We're wondering, like, how big of a game is this up there right now? This is a big one here.
It is massive.
Yeah.
It is absolutely massive. I mean, fans do this. It's the most important game of the season. It's probably the most important game of the last 3 or 4 or 10 regular seasons. Yeah, it's absolutely massive. People are all in knots over this one.
It seems like people are nervous. We were looking at one poll up there locally, I think on Friday, and it was like, 40% of the people polled think the Bills are going to miss the playoffs. It was just like, are they starting to lose faith in this team? Are they surprised that the Patriots are even close to them?
No, they're not surprised the Patriots are close to him. They keep a real close tabs on him. There's a lot of you can imagine. There's a lot of scar tissue where the Patriots come into the Bills, you know, fan base. So they all of that is still in there stirring around. I think I don't think the most people believe that the Bills will miss the playoffs. I think, you know, there's a possibility. You know, they think they've had an easy schedule, like everybody. The whole AFC East has had that schedule, you know, and with the Miami Dolphins and the Jets on the schedule, you know, it becomes even easier in the division. But, you know, you got the Washington football team early. We had the Houston Texans early. So all those teams were struggling at the time. So the schedule has not been enough that you would say, hey, it's been enough to harden them into these tough games. Plus, they've played inconsistent. They have not showed up mentally for a couple of games this year, and it looked like it. When you get beat by the Jacksonville Jaguars 9-6, you know, it's time to do some soul searching. And it seems like they've been able to do that, but I think one of the things that's hallmarked this season for the Bills has been their inconsistency. And I think most people believe that's at some point going to come back to haunt them.
You know, Steve, I feel like there's still some, you know, big brother, little brother animosity, frustration, respect, you know, lack of respect that I feel like the Buffalo Bills team and the fans still feel exist, even though they were the first team in over two decades to sweep the Patriots last year. Is that, am I right on that?
Oh, you mean like the Bills are the little brothers?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. The Bills and their fan base really still feel like the Patriots are an organization that's going to be there at the end of the season no matter what. Certainly both these teams, I think, even if the Patriots lose or the Bills lose, both franchises will believe they're going to have a playoff season anyway. But the division line, a division title is really huge in this one. So there still is that feeling around Buffalo that, you know, here they are. They got this rookie quarterback who couldn't outrun Belichick, who's playing really good football, completing 70% of his passes. I mean, the kid, if they continue to win like this, I mean, Mac Jones is going to climb into the MVP conversation. I mean, we've got to get our minds around it. And the Patriots deserve a ton of credit for making it happen and supporting a young quarterback the way they have and giving him a chance to be successful. There's a ton of angst in Buffalo about the quality of team that the Patriots have. You know, after taking a year off and going through the Cam Newton experiment and all of that, you know, they still believe this is a franchise that when push comes to shove, never makes any mistakes, and you got to play mistake-free to beat them, and it's just too hard to do.
Talking to Steve Tasker, 7-time Pro Bowler here on the Harbor One Hotline. And Steve, you mentioned an inconsistent play, and I remember going into that Jacksonville game, you know, Josh Allen was the leading candidate for MVP. And when that inconsistent play, how much has to do with him? I see 8 touchdowns, 7 picks. He's fumbled a couple times since then, the last 4 games. Is a lot of that inconsistency on him?
A little bit of it. I think it's when, and this has always been his personality, when the team struggles around him, particularly offensively, and I think most of the struggles of the last month and a half have started with up front of his offensive line. They've had to shuffle around. Spencer Brown went out with a back injury. He comes back for one game, then has a COVID outage. He missed 3 games. And then John Feliciano goes out with a calf injury. He goes on IR. Both those guys may come back tonight, but they haven't had their offensive line settled for anything more than just 2 games this season. The starting 5 you may get tonight from left to right would be Dawkins, Feliciano, Morse, Williams, and Spencer Brown. Those 5 guys, which is the 5 we think they like the best, they've only had them for 2 games, and the inconsistencies have coincided with that shuffling. During that time they've been shuffling, Josh Allen has felt at times like, listen, if I'm going to do this, I got to do it myself. And it's led to some decision-making issues that, you know, he's tried to do too much. It's always been his bugaboo, is trying to win it and play hero ball. You know, against bad teams, sometimes you can get away with it for a handful of plays in a game. But when you're playing good teams, you never get away with it. And that's been I think that's been the key to their inconsistency.
So do you think the weather, the elements of weather, do you think it benefits the Patriots or the Bills more?
Oh, I think it's the Patriots, in my opinion. This is a game that, you know, the Patriots just run the ball better. It's that simple. The Bills, with the wins we're talking about here tonight, it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad. And it's going to be really difficult to throw anything down the field. I think even punt snaps and field goal snaps in certain parts of the stadium are going to be an adventure. Punts are going to be absolutely massive in this game. It's going to be almost impossible to punt towards the scoreboard in this game. It's happened occasionally here, you know, just because of, you know, the stadium and, you know, we are in Buffalo. So people have seen these kind of games before, but it is going to be totally dictated on a team that, you know, misses a tackle in the run game or gets a tipped ball for an interception or a ball gets blown off the mark on third down and you have to punt it away and the punt goes sideways or backwards. It's going to come down to that. If it's a one score game at halftime, you can bet that there's going to be a mistake or a bad bounce in the second half that's going to decide the game.
All right, we're talking to Steve Tasker. And, Steve, you know, a lot of people look to Patriot fans. You know, the power running game is what the Patriots do. We saw what happened against Indianapolis with Jonathan Taylor. But you tell me, how do you pronounce this?
Lotulelei.
How important is getting that guy back, stopping the run?
It's big. It's big because he's hard to move out of there. He soaks up double teams and sustains that. He frees up Milano and Edmonds to run side to side so they can run to the ball. He just adds a much more physical presence. Now, they still rotate guys through. They rotate eight guys on their defensive line constantly. And they go, you know, and they hone in on the rotations they like as the game wears on. But Starr just gives them one top-flight guy down inside that makes it difficult to run in between the guards or in between the tackles. It just makes it that much more difficult. So that's a huge plus for the Buffalo Bills, and it lengthens their bench and, you know, lets them pick and choose the combinations they want on the field to a greater degree. Not only does Starr come in, but Vernon Butler, and, you know, they got a couple of big body guys they can go with. But, you know, with the conditions like they are and Starr Lotulelei coming off this COVID list, we had suspected perhaps he might be on a pitch count tonight. He had a little bit of an illness late in the week, was on the injury list late in the week because of illness, not because of COVID. And, you know, he might be on, a little bit of a snap cap. Mm-hmm. So that may affect things as well. But he does give him more physical presence inside. In a game like this, it really does favor the Patriots because of their physicality.
Okay, so based on all that information, who do you got winning this game?
Well, it's hard for me to sit here as, you know, in the stadium and say, and I'm picking against picking against the Bills. If the Bills play their best, whether the conditions or not, they really believe, and I've seen it, they're good enough to beat anybody in the league. Tampa Bay, the Cardinals, you name up, you can like the Green Bay, the Patriots, the Baltimore. If they play their game, they'll beat absolutely everybody in the league. But we haven't been able to see them do that consistently enough. I think this is the game they show up big in. I think it's a close game, but I do see the Bills at home in this environment with Mac Jones facing the Sean McDermott defense for the first time. They're going to have to throw it at least a little bit, and I think that's going to be a problem for them. So I'll give the Bills the edge in the game, but, man, oh, man. It's hard to see. You know, it's hard to envision what it's going to look like.
Let me ask you, we were just talking about Mac Jones, right, rookie. But, you know, people look at college and say, well, he played at Alabama. He played at LSU, played at Auburn, Georgia, national title games. How big of a difference is it? Do you just look at him and say, oh, he can handle playing at Buffalo because of his experience in college?
Well, I think the mental pressure is one thing. The weather is another thing. The conditions are hard. Unless you've played in a lot of wind or practiced in it, you know, it's hard to understand or think about what you got to think about. Get your mind right about what you're going to, you know, how it affects your throws. I think it's going to be an issue. I know Mac's arm is, you know, he can make all the throws, but he's got to make them on time and they got to be, and they're accurate. They're not, it's going to be hard to drive the ball through the wind tonight, even on short throws. His accuracy is going to be a little bit compromised just for the same reason. And he's going to have to adjust to that. It's going to be cold, and I know that, you know, there's a lot of talk about he maybe has never played in a game with this kind of conditions, and it's probably true. But not too many guys out there on the field have, let alone play quarterback in it. But this is going to be a unique night because of the wind. I don't think the cold will bother guys as much as the wind's going to. And how Mac handles that's going to be the thing. We'll see. I think this game has more to do with Sean McDermott and the Bills' defense playing well than it does Mac Jones and maybe a Monday night game that he's never played in this kind of environment. I think that's he'll be fine in that. I think it's more about the defense and the, his opponents than it is anything in his mind or his experience in the past.
Well, I'll just leave you with this because you mentioned inconsistency, and I saw this article on ESPN Plus. It says, how inconsistent are the 2021 Buffalo Bills? So they may be the most inconsistent team since 1983. So there you go. You got that going for you and the Bills.
There's no question
about
it.
Who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah, no question about it. If they show up and play well, you can't beat them. But they haven't been able to do that consistently enough this year to think, yeah, it's going to happen every week, or they're, you know, it's been one or the other, and the other has been the reason they've lost four games. You know, they just didn't show up in those games, did not play well. The last time they were in this building, the Indianapolis Colts came in and absolutely handed their heads to them. And I think this Patriot team can be as physical as the Colts were against them 2 weeks ago. We'll see if the Bills can respond.
All right, Steve, listen, we appreciate the time, and enjoy the game tonight.
All right, guys, thanks. Enjoyed it.
Thanks,
you
Steve.
Got it. Steve Tasker.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.